Chapter 22. Owen. I'm quiet. So is she. I know that neither of us is speaking right now because we're trying to figure out a way to get out of this. There has to be a way for her to get her son and not have to go through Trey to do it. And there has to be a way for me to get out of the situation Trey has just put me in without it affecting Auburn and her relationship with AJ. I watch from the back seat as she turns her attention to Trey. "What do you think is going to happen now?" she asks him. "You think I'm just going to forget the fact that you attacked me? That you destroyed Owen's studio? That you're framing him?"
"Don't, Auburn. Don't make him even angrier."
He turns to face her, and she doesn't back down, even through his silence.
"I'll never love you like I loved Adam."
As soon as the words come out of her mouth, he jerks the car over to the side of the road. He lunges forward across the seat and squeezes her jaw, bringing his face inches from hers.
"I'm not Adam. I'm Trey. And I suggest if you want to continue being the half-assed mother you are to my nephew, you'll say whatever the fuck I tell you to say."
A tear slides down her cheek. My fists are clenched, and I want to beat on the barrier in order to get him to release her, but I can't. My hands are cuffed behind my back, and I can't do a goddamn thing from this back seat to stop him. I bring my feet up and start kicking his seat.
"Get your hands off her!"
Trey doesn't move. He continues to hold on to her jaw until she gives in and nods. He releases her and slides back to his side of the seat. She glances at me from her position in the passenger seat, and I've never felt more helpless. I see the roll of her throat as she swallows. She pulls her knees up to her chest, and her tears begin to fall even harder. Her head rests against the back of the seat, while her back is pressed against the passenger door. I can see just how much pain she's in, how scared she is. I scoot closer to her and press my forehead against the glass, trying to get as close to her as I can. I look at her reassuringly, wanting her to know that whatever happens, we're in this together. She keeps her eyes locked with mine until we pull into the police station. Trey kills the ignition.
"This is what happened. You called me to pick you up at his apartment because the two of you got into a fight," Trey says. "And when I arrived, he attacked me. That's when I arrested him. Got it?"
He reaches across the seat and takes her hand.
"Owen needs to be behind bars where he belongs, and if I don't make sure that happens, I'll never forgive myself if you or AJ are hurt. He's the only reason I'm doing this, Auburn. You want your son to be safe, right?"
She nods, but there's something in her eyes. Something I know isn't consent, and that scares me. I don't want her to go in there and defend me.
"Do what he says, Auburn."
My door swings open, and I'm pulled out of the car. Right before I look away from her, she makes a fist and holds it against her chest.